Do you ever feel stuck, like you are living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I am your host and excited always to bring you incredible information with unbelievable people. Now, if you've been part of my community for a while, you've probably met Carrie Conley. Carrie, thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
And Carrie and I have been friends for a long time, and she has been a mentee of mine, but she's also a stellar speaker, author, and she has an incredible podcast that she's just knocking out of the park called Moving Through and Beyond. And she has been committed for many years to the work of vision, envisioning who you are, what you want to be, where you want to go. And she has incredible tools in doing that. But she's also been hit with some pretty severe trauma, similar to what I have. And since 2014, she lost both her husband and her son to suicide. And she's turned that into her message in really trying to help people find themselves, have that vision, and prevent the mental illness that causes suicide. And she has a new mission that I'm going to have her talk about, really focused on young people. But Carrie, thanks for being my guest today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for having me back.
Well, tell, you know, the bio is the bio, but talk a little bit about little Carrie and how you got to here.
That's great. I appreciate that, being my age. I like being called young and little and all those things. So, you know, the story goes, Sharon, that I was in my late 20s. This was the late 80s. And I was doing what we were all taught to do, which was get the good degree, get the good job, and, you know, just move up the ranks, do the 9 to 5 and just stick it out. And I just did not do that well. I was changing jobs every 2 years because I just wasn't happy. And I had a mentor show up in my life who was a speaker. She actually was a trainer they brought in at one of my jobs to do like a personal development day for the staff. And I was so inspired by her, Sharon. We're still friends because she just made me feel so good about myself. And I remember watching her and thinking, wow, I would love to be able to do that. And so I asked her if I could take her to lunch and kind of pick her brain a little bit. And so I told her, you know, where I was struggling with the 9 to 5 and just not feeling like I was finding my fit. And she said, you know, you're never going to fit that mold. What you need to do is sit down and write out in detail what you really want your life to look like. And I had never been told I could do that. Like many of us, we were never told, you know, we could sit down and create whatever we wanted. So I did. I took a day off of work with a legal pad of paper, wrote out, and I still have these sheets, wrote out in detail about my family life. I was married, newly married, but we had not started a family yet, but I knew we would. So I wrote a lot about what kind of family dynamic we wanted to have, what kind of mom I wanted to be. I knew at that point, Sharon, that I thought I wanted to be able to work from home when we started having kids. So I started noodling all these ideas about entrepreneur, maybe go into marketing and advertising, maybe go into skincare, which I did for a while. But on the last line of one of those pieces of paper, for the first time ever in my life, I wrote that someday I wanted to teach other people how to write their vision and how to goal set. So I think at that moment, what was happening is God was just planting a seed and saying, okay, well, that's the trajectory. And that is the purpose that I have for you, which is going to take us a little while to get there. And so I started teaching it in my first entrepreneurial job. I built a really big team and I started teaching it to them. And then 10 years ago, I created curriculum and started teaching it to the public. And I've now taught my process, as you've seen me do it many times, of how to write the vision on paper to thousands of people from all walks of life, a lot of entrepreneurs. But as you mentioned, you know, I've had a lot of tragedy happen in the past 9 years, lost my son, my husband in 2014, and then my son in 2017, he was 25. And so now I know why God had me write that on a piece of paper, because, you know, 30 years later, this is what I was getting prepped for and why I'm so passionate about it right now. So that's my long story, probably too long, but it kind of lays the foundation of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, you are the embodiment of definiteness of purpose, which of course is the first step we talk about in Outwitting the Devil, right, that we released. And so, you know, a lot of people, I actually did an ATM recording this morning that was, you know, can be interested or committed. And when you're interested in something, you don't have that level of passion that when you're committed to something, you have that definiteness of purpose. So,
right. Yeah.
And you and I have had many conversations because, of course, we lost our son, you know, 11 years ago to suicide as well. And he was 30. So we have, you know, unfortunately, we have that shared sorority experience.
Right.
But we're not supposed to outlive our kids, but you see an issue with all of his friends, your daughter's friends, and the young people today, yeah, that is critical and very concerning to both of us. So talk a little bit about what you see happening.
You know, it's interesting. So I've been talking about growing a like young adult community, Sharon, for how many years now? I mean, it's been a while. And when I talk about it, I know it's the direction I'm supposed to go, because every time I talk about it, every parent, every young adult says, please do this now. And sometimes people start talking to me about how I'm building a community for teens and kids. I have a huge heart for them too, but I really feel like there's a lot of organizations that are focused on teens in the schools right now. I think the lost generation is like the early to mid 30s. I don't think there's enough support for them. There's not enough focus for them. And what's happening for them is that they, you know, they go through a pretty structured tribe most of their life, right? They're at home. Then at 5 years old, they start going to school. They have all their, you know, tribes in school, and moving into college as well. And then what happens when they get out of college is most of them, like my son, get jobs out of state, and all of a sudden the tribes are gone. And in my son, I'll just use my son as an example. He got a job. We grew up in Colorado. He got a job in Arizona, on a brand new team, a social media team that they were just forming. So there was him and three or four other young adults, and they were all from different states, didn't know each other, but most everybody else at the station were much older, and he was in a new state. So he didn't really have any friends. So most of his day was spent long hours at work and not really knowing, you know, where he fit, and not really, to be honest with you, not really feeling like this job was his purpose. And so I think that's what happens with a lot of them, is they get out, they go do what they were told to do, which was get the good job, the good title, the good job, be in the right place. But then they just kind of lose themselves and don't know how to find themselves. And unfortunately, that is a perfect storm happening if they even struggle with any kind of anxiety or depression already. And as you know, financial literacy expert of the world, most of them are starting their young lives massively in debt. So they're having a lot of struggles with finances, relationships, how to build strong ones and put boundaries around the ones that shouldn't serve them anymore, who they are. And if they wanted to make a change in their job, Sharon, they're scared to death to do it. Absolutely.
But it's true. I mean, the recent survey last year showed that 82% of Gen Z, Gen Y were stressed out about money. That's the highest it's ever been in my, you know, that I can ever remember.
Yeah.
And so that's very concerning to me, that because that's elevated, because we already have on top of that, this, you know, the benefits of social media are there, obviously, to stay connected and see people, but there's a tremendous amount of angst related to social media that tie into that feeling alone, feel like you're being the FOMO, fear of missing out, you're seeing your friends out with other people and you weren't invited. I mean, I think there's some serious mental health issues coming from that, you know, the absolute falseness of social media. I know that's a bold statement, but
sure. Yeah. Somebody sent me statistics, I don't know, a couple of months ago, sharing which generation is the highest in loneliness. And I honestly thought it was my generation and above, because, you know, I'm 60 and I'm a widow, live alone. And there are a lot of us like that. And I don't think there's enough communities to support that. But it's the young adults that are lonely, that's the kids. And I think the biggest reason is, what one of the things you're talking about is social media. You know, they get on and they see all the great stuff happening with all their friends and all the great connections and all the things they're out doing. And they feel like they're not doing enough, and they do not want to tell anybody that. So they don't communicate, and they don't know how, quite frankly.
And there's been a lack of eye-to-eye communication because of social media, because of Zoom, because of the pandemic. I think that was a huge issue in people's, all ages, but particularly single people. I was very, you know, a lot of single people that ended up really adrift because they couldn't go out and they couldn't socialize. So I think that really added fuel to the fire.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out for the next few years and the next generations.
We'll talk a little bit about your vision to victory. Vision is victory, community that you want to build, and what's it going to provide?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. As you know, we've talked about it forever. As a matter of fact, when you were my mentor, we talked about creating it. And I actually ran a beta test group with my daughter one summer. It had some young adults in it. We learned a lot by running it. There was definitely a need. They loved all the topics we talked on. But my daughter at that point was getting married and starting her life. And so she kind of went in a different direction. And I kind of started figuring some things out personally as where I was going to live and all the stuff. But the timing for it could not be any more perfect. And I have a gentleman that I met a month ago, another godsend, who literally, this is his job. He just comes up alongside people like me that want to create what we're calling beyond a community, creating a big movement. I really want to create a movement and change the trajectory of suicide. That's kind of my legacy that I want to leave and help these guys. But so we're in the throes of right now. What we know we would believe the title to be is Vision is Victory, because that is the title of my first book. It's the title of all my talks, and we trademarked it. So Vision is Victory with a subtitle of, you know, for young adults wanting to move through life with intention. How I see it play out, Sharon, and they'll kind of help me direct this, right? Because I want to know, like, what do they want and how do they want it delivered? You know, one of the beautiful things I have, like this relationship I have with you, are relationships with a lot of people who are experts in their field. You know, I'm the vision expert. I'm the vision and goal and purpose expert, but I would love to have people like you come on and talk about finances, talk about, you know, getting out of debt, building wealth. I have experts in relationships, experts in health, self-care, mental health, physical health. I also have a lot of connections, as you can imagine, to people who have been through a loss of their own and how they're moving through that kind of grief. Because unfortunately, this generation, it would be hard to find one of them right now, Sharon, that has not had somebody that they've lost in their life, especially to suicide or something tragic. So they're dealing with grief at a really early age.
Yeah, it's you know, it's really almost a plague, but young people. Obviously, many people have heard about the 23 service people that we lose to suicide every single day. You know, so it's a huge issue with our returning servicemen who've had everything regimented in their life, and then they come back and they're totally free and they don't know how to go from one to the other. Right. And lack of relationships and that kind of thing. So I think losing that tribe of brothers that they had. So I think we've heard a lot about that, but there is a huge issue in young people today, and they're getting younger and younger. So I really think that it's important to provide the kind of resources. And you're talking about the right age group. I'd say 25 to 35 for people that really, most of them are saddled with debt. So many of them are delaying getting into marriages or relationships, and it just extends the loneliness. So I think it's a huge issue. So tell people how they can find you, Carrie.
Well, you mentioned my podcast. It's called Moving Through and Beyond. And it's on every podcast platform. It's doing especially well on YouTube, which is really cool.
Right. It's the right audience for you.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So, so love people to share it, watch it, subscribe to it. Obviously, I have a website, carrieconley.com. I'm all over social media because of this now. Movement into building a community of young adults, I'll probably start doing more TikTok reel sharing. So you might see me there more. But yeah, we're everywhere. Super excited. The 1 year anniversary of the podcast is coming up on 11/11, which is my son's birthday. So we chose to launch it that day, and we're going to do a huge celebration around that. So lots of places to find me. Very exciting. I'm very, very excited about what we're doing now.
Yes, yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And so if you're watching or listening right now, reach out to Carrie and tell her your story. If you've had suffered a loss, or if you are struggling right now, reach out. There are resources that can support you. Don't stay hidden. You know, I talk about when we are sad and depressed, it's like we have blinders on and we're looking down. And sometimes you need a little help from somebody else. So Carrie's there to help you. We're there to help you. Just take those blinders off and look up, because those opportunities are right there waiting for you. And get off of social media. Get in, go out and be amongst people, eyeball to eyeball, and network with people and get to know that you're not alone. You're not the only one suffering. And you know what? You're still here. You're here for a reason. So let's find that vision of what you want to create in your life, and find the resources and the support, like Carrie, that can help you make that vision a reality. So Carrie, you're going to stay with me. We're going to do another shorter video for the private Facebook group, which is for the Play Big movement. And if you are not a member of that, please join it, because the Play Big movement is a group of people who've all come together. They want to play a bigger game. They want to be number one in their field, live their legacy, and create maximum impact. And Carrie, you're creating a huge impact with what you're doing. So I can't wait to go a little deeper in that in the next interview. So thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate your support.
And for all of you watching and listening, thank you for being here with us at this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, your host. And don't ever forget, you are fabulous. There's only one of you. God created you to be the best version of you. So go out and be exactly that. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.